With new and outgoing state leaders looking on, Chief Justice Charles Kennedy administered the oath of office to senators in groups of five.
And repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Aaron B.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Bradenton Senator Bill Galvano was nominated unopposed to be the 88th Florida Senate President. Galvano was elected to the chamber in 2012. He previously served in the Florida House. In seconding his nomination, Fort Myers Senator Lizbeth Beniquisto referred to Galvano's Sicilian heritage.
I'll start with three quotes from the Corleones of the Godfather that immediately come to mind when we think of you. Don't ever take sides against the family. Ever. You'll make him an offer he can't refuse. And never let anyone know what you're thinking. Now, those may seem funny to share in a nomination speech, but take note, my friends. They may be quite instructive over the next 2 years.
The Senate's approval was unanimous, as announced by outgoing President Joe Negron.
Senators, it is now my great honor to present the gavel to Senator Bill Galvano, President of the Florida Senate for the 2018 through 2020 term.
Galvano asked for civility and decorum in the Senate's interactions with fellow lawmakers and constituents.
As Senate President, I have very little ability to change the national discourse or to stem the tide of modern day incivility that is so pervasive in an era of social media and 24-hour news cycle. But I can tell you, as Senate President, and while I'm Senate President, that the Florida Senate will have civility, transparency, candor, and provide opportunity, including opportunity for the people of Florida to be heard by this body.
Longwood Senator David Simmons was elected as President pro tem, and Jacksonville Senator Audrey Gibson was chosen to lead the Senate Democratic Caucus. New members of the Florida House were also sworn in, and outgoing House Speaker Richard Corcoran announced his replacement.
By your vote, ladies and gentlemen, you have elected Representative Jose Oliva, Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives.
Hialeah Representative Jose Oliva said the chamber would work to protect the environment, care for vulnerable citizens, and provide for building and maintaining public infrastructure.
And so, members, our work begins. In this chamber, the people's chosen representatives will debate the way forward. Let us remember to honor and respect this institution and one another. And let our debate always lean on the strength of our argument rather than on the volume of our voices.
Martin County Representative Mary Lynn Magar was elected Speaker pro tem. Cape Coral Representative Dane Eagle was chosen as Republican Majority Leader. And Central Miami-Dade County Representative Keone McGee was elected to lead the House Democratic Caucus. The regular session of the legislature convenes March 5th. For WFSU News, I'm Gina Jordan.